Hi, thank you for calling the Devil Provera hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
Hi, Carolina. This is John. I have a new claimant on the line for her Depo-Vera case. Her name is Juliet Woodward.
Okay. And can you confirm Juliet's phone number for me?
Sure. 347 area code 712-7388.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I can take it from here.
All right. So, Juliet, I have Miss Caroline on the line for you.
How you doing, Miss Caroline?
I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Perfect. So, again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Did you want to see Juliet if you met the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I have my medical records, though. I have someone else has my medical records.
Okay.
But,
okay.
If you all need it, I can get it to you, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much. Okay, and had you already signed with another attorney or any other legal agency for this?
No.
Okay, no worries. That is good to hear. Now, if you don't mind me asking, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
I'm sorry?
Were you diagnosed with any meningioma after using Depo-Provera?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear. Do you know when you were diagnosed?
Back in May of 2016.
May of 2016. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am a full citizen. I'm a citizen.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Born and bred, baby.
Beautiful. Now, what was your date of birth?
March 17, 1988.
Perfect. I have March 17, 1988. And do you know, Juliet, anyone else who used Depo-Provera was affected by it?
I don't know, but I will do some research.
Okay. No worries. And do you know if it was Depo-Provera, the
Get
brand
off my
that
bed.
You were taking, or another?
Get
brand
off, Chloe. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
No worries. Did you use Depo-Provera, the brand name, or was it another generic version? Was it Depo-Provera?
Did I use Depo?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did use Depo-Provera. I took the shot once every 3 months.
Okay, so you used it for at least 1 year, at least 4 shots?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, when did you start taking it? Do you remember?
It was May, hold on 1 second. I'm not sure if it was May or April. Just give me a minute. Thanks. If I'm not mistaken, it was April 2016. Give me a moment to think. I'm not sure. Give me just a second. I got diagnosed May the 20th, but the last time I experienced the symptoms was April 2016.
Okay. And then when did you start taking Depo-Provera? When did you first start?
January 2013.
Okay.
And I stopped in May 2016.
Okay.
Glad I got the heat on.
Mm-hmm. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Female. And then
I sound like a man? You think I sound like a man?
I'm sorry, I am required to ask there. I also have your first name spelled out J-U-L-I-E-T. Is that right?
Yes, there's one
okay.
T. Yes, one E, one T.
Perfect. And then I have last name Woodward, W-O-O-D-W-A-R-D. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and what was your social?
My social? 250-772-549.
Okay, let's see here. Let me see if I got it right. I have 520-772-549.
No, 250-772-549.
Okay, perfect. 250-772-549.
250-772-549. I don't want to keep giving my social out.
Okay. Okay, and then I have your email spelled Julie, looks like Jelani, Jelani45@gmail.com. Is that right?
You had it right, Jelani.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Was that your middle name?
Yeah. No, my middle name is Marvina.
Okay. Marvina.
That's my daughter's name.
Okay. Okay, beautiful. And how was Marvina spelled?
M-A-R-V as in vase, E-N-A, N as in never.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and then the best phone number to reach you, that's 347-712-7388?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And then your address?
97 Crook Avenue, apartment 3B, Brooklyn, New York, 11226.
Okay, and you said the apartment was 3 and then B as in boy?
Yes.
Okay. Let me read the full thing back to you then. I have 97 Crook Avenue. That's apartment 3B. And that's in Brooklyn, New York, 11226.
11226, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Okay, now do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you?
Give me a second. Mm-hmm. Dr. Richard Radner. He's a neurosurgeon.
Okay, repeat his name for me.
Richard Radner. R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Mm-hmm. Space Radner. R-A-D-N-A.
Okay, R-A-D-N-A. Okay, I did see him. It looks like he's a neurosurgeon out in New York. And what facility was it that you were diagnosed at?
Give me a minute. I have to think about it. It's in the Bronx. It was the Bronx Wellness, Health and Wellness Center.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I see Bronx Care Health and Wellness Center on Mount Eden Parkway. Is this the one?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now before you were ever diagnosed with the meningioma, did you ever get any cancer diagnosis?
I did. I got a cervical cancer scare. I had cancer cells present in my cervix from using talcum powder. But other than that, no.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear. What kind of cancer did you say that was?
Of course. Cervical.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed with that?
That was back in when I was 21. Hold on. I'm 36. That's 15 years ago.
Okay.
So that's like 2000 and... 2009, maybe 2008, I think was 15 years ago for me.
Okay. Okay.
2009, whatever, 2008.
Yeah.
No, but I was diagnosed with, there was cancer cells present in my cervix.
I see. And again, I am so sorry you had to go through all of that. Do you have the medical records for all of this, including the meningioma? You said you can get them, right?
It's in South Carolina, and I know that they changed the name of the business.
Uh-huh.
It used to be Seasons OBGYN, but it's a different place now. I think it's like Charleston Women Care or something. I have to find out, but I want to sue Depo Provera. I want to sue the people who made Depo Provera. I'm not worried about the talcum powder right now because
okay.
I was healed. They got rid of all the cancer cells, so that's nothing to talk about.
Right. And I completely understand. Now, we do require an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period, Juliet. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Do I have what?
Anyone that we can keep as an emergency contact? Someone that would be able to reach you if we can't?
No, you can always reach me on this number.
Okay, no worries. Okay, now what I am going to do now is I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all, Juliet?
is when you go on the app to fill out the documents, right?
Yeah, something like that. So
All right.
what this DocuSign is for is it gives the attorneys your consent to for them to pull those medical records and get that case started for you. Do you want this sent to your email, your text messages? Do you have a preference?
My email.
Okay, so if you haven't already, you can pull up the email, put me on speaker. I'm going to send it in just 1 second. I just want to verify some of the information on here first, okay? Let me know if anything sounds wrong. I have Juliet spelled J-U-L-I-E-T, middle name Marvina, M-A-R-V-E-N-A, last name Woodward, that's common spelling. I then have your address is 97 Crook Avenue, apartment 3. B as in boy, and that's in Brooklyn, New York, 11226. I have your date of birth as 3/17/1988, and then your social is 250772549. Is all that correct?
Yes. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Now you gave me my social, and what else you gave me? You got the phone number. You read the phone number, right?
The phone number I have here is 347-712-7388.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And everything else sounded right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Now, I did just send that to your email. Just let me know once you do receive it. It'll say something with my name, which is Carolina Hernandez.
I got it.
Okay. Perfect. And then let me know if you have any issues signing, okay? I'll stay on the line.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? Carolina Hernandez sent you a document.
Exactly. You're just going to tap on
the document to review and sign. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see it. It's coming up. Let's see. All right, I agree. So let's start to begin. I can't see this shit. This shit is so small. Sorry. This is so small.
No worries. I know where
it's
yellow.
Small.
Those little yellow boxes for you to tap on are where you're gonna be
applying
those signature fields. Yeah, and then there's just gonna be continued.
It is so little.
Mm-hmm.
All right, J W. I'm putting my initial. Mom. I think I'm going to try to go to work at Wendy's. Why is this thing... So when you tap it, it automatically goes through?
When you tap it, it should have you either sign in your signature with your finger or apply it in a text form. But usually
All right,
you
I
can
got
just
it.
Sign it. Okay. Okay, did you press finish?
Yes, I did.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, I did just receive it, Juliet. Now, the attorneys are going to reach out when they get this paperwork. It's usually about 48 hours or 2 business days, and then they're going to reach out, verify just some of the information that we went over today, so it should be a fairly short call. After that, of course, if you have any case-related inquiries, any concerns, you can reach out to them or myself, and I'd be more than happy to help. Before I do let you go, Juliet, do you have any questions for me?
No, that's it. Did I pass?
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you again for your time, and I hope you have a great day.
I was asking you if I passed.